Without freedom of speech and thought, democracy devolves into tyranny. By Paul Craig Roberts. Let's be honest and face it, Western countries are no longer democracies with free speech, a rule of law, and accountable governments. They are tyrannies. Wherever you look, you see free speech stifled. You see law used as a weapon against journalists like Julian Assange and an American president like Donald Trump and his supporters. The Biden regime has put 1,000 Americans in prison for attending a rally for Trump by asserting without any evidence that the rally was an insurrection. The Western media is a propaganda ministry. The West's foreign policy consists of war. Law professor Jonathan Turley puts it this way. After Musk decided to buy Twitter, Hillary Clinton called upon European countries to force social media companies to censor Americans. The European Union quickly responded by threatening Musk and other executives. Now, UK Technology and Science Secretary Michelle Dunlon has announced plans to jail social media executives if they fail to censor so-called harmful content on their websites. The government, of course, will determine what is deemed too harmful for citizens to see or hear. Democrats want to imprison Matt Taibbi for examining the Twitter files released by Elon Musk, which prove that Twitter was coerced by the US government to censor the truth on many topics. In other words, as I warned would happen, it is already a de facto criminal offense to speak the truth and soon will be de jure. Increasingly, leaders posing as Democrats act as dictators. The French president recently ignored the elected parliament and decreed a change in the pension age that the French people opposed. The Canadian president decreed mandated injections of an untested substance in violation of the Nuremberg laws and punished the truckers for protesting. Former U.S. Presidents Bush and Obama issued unconstitutional decrees by suspending habeas corpus and ordering execution on the basis of suspicion alone without due process. And now we see the British government planning to arrest Elon Musk for permitting free speech on Twitter. Even crimes are being legalized with cities controlled by Democrats refusing to enforce property crimes if they are committed by blacks. And only the French protest. Americans come across as sheep. The latest poll, possibly a concocted piece of disinformation as polls often are, finds that most Americans do not want Biden or Trump to run for president. One can understand about Biden, whose main achievements are to normalize sexual perversion and to set the U.S. on a course of war with Russia and China. But Trump stood up for the American people against the ruling oligarchy. If it is true that Americans want to abandon the only leader who speaks for them, the American people have acquiesced to tyranny. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury under President Ronald Reagan and was Associate Editor and Columnist at The Wall Street Journal. He has been a professor of economics in 6 universities and is the author of numerous books that are available at www.americanfreepress.net.